Hello, hello, and welcome to the first episode of Let's Go Mental. I am Barbara, your family and mental coach in the making, here to introduce the mental game so you can start now, right now, I mean really right now, to gain the mental edge needed to become tougher every day a little bit more. I'm so honored and excited to share this journey with you. Today, we are up to begin with a short warm-up. As the athlete needs a warm-up to prevent injuries, to start in a better way a game, we will do our warm-up to explore in a smooth way what it is, the mental game, why it is important, debunk some myths, and discuss why we sometimes fail to support our kids in their mental game, because yes, sometimes we fail it very, very, very bad. I'll end the episode with a call to action. What it is, it's an immediate implementation, because going away with the value, it's very important. I value your time and want that each episode you will have something special, a thought, a feeling, an awareness moment, a question, an action, or anything that will just upgrade a little bit your game. So, are you ready to tune in? On a special note, I'm Italian, so love my accent because I know you will, but embrace my mistakes because I know that I will do a lot. I will start with a quote. I love quotes. And this is one of my favorite by performance coach Brian Kane. I will read it. Mental performance is the key to unlock unshakable confidence, forging unbreakable mental toughness and gaining an almost unfair edge over the competition. I mean, isn't this exactly what we would like for our kids and maybe even for ourselves? We are talking about unshakable confidence, unbreakable mental toughness, and an unfair advantage. This is actually the dream for life. And not only for life, now we focus on sport, but this is exactly what mental performance is in a way. What is it? There are a lot of questioning, a lot of definition, but I think that the mental performance is the key that can separate an average athlete from an elite one, just a sport person from a professional one. And it doesn't come with a quick fix or a pill, but it's the development, the mastery, and the application of a lot of skills like mindset, motivation, commitment, focus, awareness, discipline, routine, habits, and much more. A long list. And this is all mental performance. Because this is an uncomfortable truth. Physical training alone isn't enough to reach the true potential of an athlete. Being super fit or athletic, working hard, sometimes it's not enough. The challenge is to work hard, yes, but in the right direction and with the right tools. And what is the missing piece? The missing piece is the mental performance. They always say 90% is mental, 10% is athletic. So I think that there is a truth here. Okay, let's buzz some beliefs. The first myth that it's just coming into my mind immediately is thinking that the mental training is for weak or even problematic athletes. The difficult one, but it's completely the opposite. It's for athletes who want more, and they want more of everything, more confidence. They want to improve. They want to be more consistent. So when we hear the word mental, we just go directly to the thinking of the mental health. But in this case, it's the prevention. It's working in the mental game before it becomes a problem. So it is really the opposite of what this myth is about. The second myth revolves around the notion of, they'll figure it out. Because we do this. In life, everything has to be figureoutable in the sense that we have to figure it out. And for a lot of topics, is the right way to act. But can you imagine Serena Williams figure it out it all alone, showing up to the field and coaching herself? I think no way. You don't reach the top of a mountain, or you are not the top athlete in the world without a team, expertise, support. And I mean, it can happen, but how? So, and how much time will you waste without a clear lead? So another myth is you are born with it, a kind of gene that you have inside of you. The idea that you are born tough, you are born with discipline, you are born with the consistency gene. I wish, but no, it's wrong. I mean, some kids or some person, maybe they are more naturally disciplined, but to become tough, you need to work for it. It's like a worked for it gene. It's not you were born with it gene, but quite the opposite. And this concept is linked with a fixed mindset. We will discuss it later. That is the opposite of the growth mindset. Most people believe that the mental skills like confidence, focus, discipline are attributes that someone either has or they don't. So there is nothing that they can be done about it. No, trust me, this is nonsense. Our brain is a muscle. And as every muscle, you need to exercise and you need to train it. All the skills we need to be better person and athlete are skills that can be developed, trained, and we have to start with the goal of train, and it's a choice. This is why we are here, supporting our athlete to start and to be ahead without leaving it to the chance. So let's intentionally train and sharpen our mind one episode at a time. While understanding how things work is essential, we will have a teaching moment, but we won't always be in lecture mode. So here is the plan. Each episode, I'll identify a challenge, a pain, or a doubt, and we will build together the toolkit we need to overcome these problems. Your point of view and question in this moment, I'm calling you that you are listening. I need you. I need you because you will drive the conversation. So get ready to be part of it, and we will build our toolkit episode after episode together. So before I answer a question from the community, let's take a short break and I will be back in a minute to dive into one burning question. How do we know if we are supporting our kids' mental game? This is a tough one. Are you already in the Let's Go Mental community? Our journey doesn't end in the podcast. Our community is the space to deepen discussions and have more support and accountability. Ready to join us? Simply click the link in the show notes or visit my Instagram bio, @BarbaraCortella. Let's keep the dialogue going and take this journey to the next level together. Okay, so this is the question. How do we know if you are supporting your kids in the mental game? Okay, we are parents and we are human, and none of us has it all figured out. Sometimes in our words and behavior, we believe that we are doing a great job, but well, this is our point of view. And maybe in our point of view, we are. But in unintentionally, sometimes we fall into some patterns that are not having the right results. When we are shouting instruction during a game, or expressing disappointment after a loss, or when we compare our kids, or when we complain about the coach in front of the kids. I mean, we have good intentions, but not always we have good result. So why does this happen? Just mention some example. Pressure, expectation, comparison, protection, coaching from the sideline, arguing, blame. But let's start from a big one, expectation. We want our kid to succeed, and our pressure sometimes leads us to focus on result rather than on development. Then there are our personal expectation, aspiration, experiences. And our journey became our kids' journey. So we are not considering what they really want, but we are more into what we want out of it. And most of the time we remain unaware of how our words are creating stress in our kids' life. And what about parental peer pressure? So those comparison between kids' performances, do we really want to talk about those that create tension instead of support? And what about the protective part? This is maybe more mom kind of reaction. Sometimes we are so fearful that our kids are failing and they can be disappointed that we overprotect them. We kind of rob them of the chance of developing resilience and handle setbacks that life is really full of. What else? This is only an introduction. We will have a time to discuss all of this because I'm pretty sure that we will find a lot of questions and a lot of doubts around it. So should we just zip it and stay silent? Absolutely not. While some parents might say, it's just a game, let them enjoy it, of course I agree, but partially. These moments are really opportunities to make a positive impact, but to influence and empower our kids' life as well. And sometimes we can even create some lasting bonds. But where do we start? Don't worry, I got you covered. We will build the toolkit together, and this week you will find a link in the show notes connected to the questionnaire. It is a starting point. We need to know where we are to understand where we want to go. Kind of a first brick, the foundation of our journey. So go there, click the link, and start the journey together. We are here to improve, grow and become better. It is not a matter of being already there, of being perfect. So open your heart and your mind. No judgment, no justification, no stress. Just be aware, honest and curious. So go to the link and start right now. And let's go mental together. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode and you consider sharing, leaving a review, and subscribing to ensure you don't miss anything. A special reminder, you are my co-editor. Without your input, the podcast would miss a significant part. Ask questions, explain your challenges and doubts by filling out the form that you find in the show notes. In this way, you'll help me shape the podcast and get your struggle solved. Until next time, embrace the challenges, conquer the doubts, and always remember, let's go mental together.